1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into yet another week of fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, a story that I mentioned briefly over the weekend we didn't get to, and I hate mentioning stories and not getting to them, so I want to make sure we cover this. It's really the hard-hitting news here on Free Talk Live. A man convicted for having sex with something that was dead. We'll get to that here in moments. But first to the Amp Line Unscreened, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, calling from where?
Virginia.
What's on your mind tonight, Sean?
Well, I'm driving on my delivery route for Safeway.
Okay.
And I thought something really funny happened earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I delivered to Arlington, and I get to this place. I'm on the elevator, and I see there's an M on the elevator. And that M stands for McCain, and he got his own floor on the top.
Okay.
So I delivered to McCain's headquarters, and I thought that was pretty funny, all the numbers on the elevator, and then M for McCain.
Now, they've changed the name of the floor, or is this his...
The floor has M on the elevator. So I was like, whoa.
So is that his normal office?
No, that's just his headquarters. Like, got all the people on the phones.
Huh.
Whole bunch of office people, and yeah.
He's so important, they changed the numbering system of the elevator.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Hmm. Is that all right for us tonight, Sean?
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Of course, I'm being facetious. I don't think he's important. He's just another politician, which means he's scum of the earth.
Well, it's a good marketing ploy. I mean, if he can get, obviously it sticks in people's minds.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. All right, speaking of sticking in your mind, if you happen to drive by this act, it might cause a bit of an impression. From Wisconsin, a state appeals court recently upheld a superior man's conviction for having sex with a dead deer. The Third District Court of Appeals rejected Brian Hathaway's argument that the charge should be dismissed because the law against committing an act of sexual gratification with animals does not apply if they're dead. Seems like a good argument to me.
I don't know what I think.
In this case, the judge wrote that he rather convincingly contends that an animal means a living creature. However, Peterson pled no contest to the charge. A plea of guilty or no contest waives all non-jurisdictional defects and defenses.
That much is true.
So if he pled not guilty, then he probably would have had good luck with that particular defense. Hathaway, who's 21, pleaded no contest to the misdemeanor a year ago and was sentenced to probation that required him to be evaluated as a sex offender. In January, Douglas County Circuit Court Judge Michael Lucci sentenced him to 9 months in jail for probation violations that included using alcohol and marijuana and having unapproved contact with a minor child. Hathaway told investigators he saw a dead deer in a ditch near Superior, Wisconsin in fall 2006 as he rode a bicycle by it. He then dragged it into the woods and had sex with it.
Can you imagine your state of mind to be riding a bicycle by a dead deer and decide to drag it into the woods and have sex with it?
Apparently, this guy was pretty messed up. He said, when I was done, I was upset with myself, said in a statement to police. I know having sex with animals is wrong, but I can't help myself, and I need help. Now, I thought to myself as I was reading this story, I thought, well, how did he get caught? I mean, if you're on the side of the road in what's probably a relatively
rural
busy
area,
place.
I mean,
yeah.
It was, after all, a dead deer on the side of the road.
Right. And you go and you bugger the dead deer, and then you're feeling bad about it. I guess I was thinking, well, maybe he must have turned himself in.
That would have been my thought.
Which would have been a bad idea, but it turns out that wasn't the case. The appeals court ruled Wednesday the police properly obtained the incriminating statement from Hathaway, rejecting the claim that his constitutional rights were violated. Hathaway was questioned because he was on probation and had returned to a transitional living program in Superior, covered in hair and blood with a knife in his pocket. Say court records.
Okay.
So he was living in some sort of get-back-to-society program, and obviously was under the care of certain individuals who noticed he was coated with blood.
I'm glad those individuals were asking those tough questions.
Hathaway,
why are you covered in hair and blood and have a knife?
This apparently isn't an unusual thing for Mr. Hathaway. He was found guilty in April of 2005 of felony mistreatment of an animal after he killed a horse with the intention of having sex with it.
He seems to like rather large mammals.
He was sentenced to 18 months in jail and 2 years of extended supervision on that charge, as well as 6 years of probation for taking and driving a vehicle without the owner's consent. Hathaway had just been released from prison for the killing of the horse when the deer incident happened.
Mm.
So he just couldn't hold out.
It's not every day you've happened across a dead deer. I don't know what to say about this. Do you have some point about why it is that you brought up this particular story? The only thing I can say is that I don't like the whole process where where people plead out, the whole plea bargaining process.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if a man is guilty of a crime, he should get a trial and he should serve the sentence that he's given at that trial. The only thing plea bargaining does is it helps the perpetrators of crimes, people I'm not particularly out there to help, and it helps bureaucrats, the state's attorney and the public defender, yeah, and those people. They don't have to work as hard. Well, as far as I'm concerned, we should have fewer crimes, and the crimes that we do have, we should prosecute them and sentence people for them, and, you know, those sentences should stick. Now, I'm not against some kind of good time probationary thing going on in prison. I think I think it makes sense. A guy that's acting right in prison should get out sooner than a guy that's acting up.
Mm-hmm. The reason I brought it up was simply because of a bizarre story, first and foremost. But secondly, just wanted to point out that I don't think there's a victim here. And if there's no victim, then in my opinion, there's no crime. Now, we're taking him at his word that the deer was already dead, okay? And we know that he was in the process or caught before for killing a horse when he was wanting to have sex with it. So there's certainly the possibility that he actually killed the deer. We don't know. But presuming he's telling the truth and that he only had sex with the corpse of a deer, no victim,
well,
no crime.
But, you know, using your philosophies on things, would it really matter if the deer was alive? What if he managed to somehow subdue and kill a deer with a knife?
Well, the deer presumably would be someone's property, right?
No.
Well, the deer wasn't
deer
someone's...
Deer doesn't belong to anyone.
Well, if everybody had private property, then the deer would belong to someone, but we don't live in that world where everyone has, where everything is private property.
Right, so I'm asking you about your philosophy now, today, in the world that we live in. Should he be charged with somehow subduing a deer with a knife in his teeth? I don't know. He's one bad weirdo.
Who's he
going
to pay restitution to? Who's the victim? As sick and disturbing as it is, and it is. The idea that somebody would even want to have sex with a deer in the first place is pretty disturbing, let alone a dead one. But no victim. Nobody has been damaged. No one has engendered monetary loss. I don't think engendered is the right word, but has taken on loss as a result of having this deer die. It's sad. Should the guy be ostracized? Should he be outed?
I think that that's already
and
happening.
Yes. Right. Yes and yes. Should people know who this sicko is and what he's all about so they can, you know, not do business with him in the future?
How would they know?
How would they know what?
News stories?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, you're the deer effer, aren't you? So get out of my store, you know, that kind of thing. I'd love to hear what you think as far as what should happen. I mean, let's presume the deer was alive and wasn't anyone's property in that it was just bounding around through the forest and he grabbed it somehow or shot it or whatever and managed to bugger it after that point.
I don't think that he likely had a gun when he was riding on his little bicycle. Would you agree with me that this is not an outrage?
The fact that he had sex with a deer?
That part is outrageous, but, you know, his the sentencing and all that stuff.
I don't know. Compared
to what's going on, in the larger picture, this guy, he's clearly a sick individual, doesn't mind stealing people's cars, apparently, either, and if he has to go to jail for a little bit of time or whatever, doesn't really bother me that much.
Well, stealing someone's car, he would actually have a victim there, and he'd have to pay restitution to that for that particular crime. But no, I'm not interested in having tax money go to keep this guy in a jail cell. I don't think that's necessary.
I'm not interested in either, but I'm just, you know, saying it's not an outrage.
1-800-259-9231. Do have more on the way here, including Kevin, who wants to talk about this. Also, Dave in Ohio coming up. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Also, still to come, a very well-written update on where we are today with the police state, not particularly police state, but the state of possible potential martial law that's kind of looming over this country right now, where we're at and exactly what this federal government can do. All on the way, this is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Here in race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitors' paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod-eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in at half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free. So enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system, over 325,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all. It's all free, by the way. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com. As we go to the phone calls and talk first to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
This is Kevin.
Kevin, what's on your mind? Kevin, we hear
Hello?
You. Hi, I can hear you. Maybe we're having trouble at the Network Operations Center. Let's put Kevin back on hold, try to iron that out as we go across the pond to the UK and the amp line. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I've got an idea for that guy who likes to have sex with large animals, first of all.
Yes, the man who was busted for having sex with a dead deer. Go ahead, sir.
Well, back home in South Africa, they're about to have an elephant cull.
An elephant what?
Cull.
Cull, meaning they're going to kill some elephants?
Yes, because the population has got too big and it's destroying the wildlife, other wildlife.
So you're suggesting he should take a little trip and...
Yeah, back home to my native South Africa.
Right.
Okay, right. First of all, I'm wondering why Social Democrats here haven't got really sanctimonious about cupcakes today. Because yesterday someone died from eating a cupcake.
Oh, my goodness. We need protection.
Yeah, they are very dangerous.
How did they die from eating a cupcake? Did they shove the little paper wrapper down their throat? Or did jab them the wrong way?
This guy was an idiot. He basically was taking part in an eating contest.
Uh-oh.
How many cupcakes he can scoff down his throat in, whatever time. And he choked. And I just think, well, stupid, you know?
Well, clearly we need to outlaw these eating contests. Yeah. It's not a cupcake thing, Ziggy. We need a law. That'll solve the problem.
Yeah, maybe we should just ban stupidity. Anyway, I have another thing for you. There was a case here a few years ago where a farmer shot an intruder.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a big case here. It was called the Tony Martin case, if you want to look it up on Wikipedia.
Okay. Martin?
Tony Martin.
Okay.
And... basically, he was sent to prison for manslaughter. Now, I was talking to a fellow libertarian today, and I said that in the States, I don't think that would have happened because you're allowed to protect your property.
Well, it depends on the state.
Right.
Some states, that's very, very true. Texas, I think that that guy, it wouldn't have been a problem at all, whereas...
New York City.
Yeah, there's some cities here where it's basically illegal to own a handgun.
Yeah, well, as far as I was concerned, even though I don't think it's a good idea people should be shot dead, the guy at the end of the day was protecting his property.
Yeah,
absolutely. And if someone is aggressing against your property and you give them the opportunity to leave and they don't, and you've warned them, I think that you're full within your rights to take them out.
Yeah, I do as well. And here's the twist. I mean, in this country, if you advocate for... the liberalization of gun laws, people think you're a nut. I had a very personal tragedy due to guns. My mother committed suicide using a shotgun.
Oh, dear.
Because in South Africa, it's not hard to get hold of a gun. Afrikaners are even more attached to their guns than the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, all I've ever said about it was her choice, she pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, it's not the gun which is responsible, it's the person who pulls the trigger. Just as someone who is irresponsible with a car, it's the person. We don't ban cars when people, crash, do we?
You'd think that would be a persuasive point to the anti-gun people, but it isn't.
No, they always scream, what about the children? Anytime I give out the message of let's liberalize pornography, let's liberalize guns, let's liberalize drugs, it's always the same. They always go for the lowest common denominator.
Right.
What about the kids? What about the children? What about the children? I go, well, you have them. You look after them.
You're
responsible for them.
Do you want me to walk your dog, too?
You nailed that one, Ziggy. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. The children, it's that excuse that has paved the way for all kinds of regulation leading down the road to tyranny. It's in the name of the children that the tyrannical state and the nanny state has been built up all around us.
Yep.
And the children are in just as much danger today as they were 20 years ago.
And nanny state's such a nice way of saying something that's just not true. The idea is that the state's there to take care of you, but, there's always, for every, every time the state smiles in your face, it has a, dagger behind its back.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you think of some instance, in the case of... you know, child safety seats. Seems like a really good idea. Until you're that parent that for some reason has to transport your child from one place to another, and you don't have a child safety seat in the right place, or you're in a, you've come from one state to another, and there's different rules. Some states, I believe, require, you know, kids up to, you know, X amount of pounds to have their own seats, too.
Right.
You know, as opposed to just baby carriers, that kind of thing.
And you haven't taken the time to page through all the law
right.
books.
So then you're facing the dagger. You've gone from the smiling face to the dagger mm-hmm. because the state only has one way of enforcing things. That's fines, then jail, then, you know, violence. And that's all they can do.
You got it. 800-259-9231. So, of course, re-legalizing guns would do a lot to put defensive power back in the hands of people that are perhaps, you know, were born small like me. Certainly, it's the great equalizer for women and children and, you know, smaller men as well against a big hulking opponent. But the state and the gun banners would have you believe that, oh, well, that's okay. You don't need guns because the state has guns. And so if you're facing someone who's scary, you can just call 911.
Right, and suddenly the cops will appear out of thin air.
Our state agents will come and rescue you from whatever peril you happen to be in. But anybody that's ever been in a dangerous situation who has called the police will tell you that that's just not something that is ever, ever going to result in your life being saved.
Right. Even if the cops can get there in 2 minutes, lots of bad things can happen in 2 minutes. And, you know, the only person in this world that's truly responsible for protecting you is you.
Right. In a life or death situation, you're talking about seconds are what count. I mean, it's people will tell you that time slows down when that happens. And there's no way that you can rely on the government to take care of you in those instances. Of course, some government people have said, well, in the event of someone breaking into your home, we recommend that you retreat until the police arrive.
Sure.
You're supposed to go to your bedroom or something and huddle there, close the door and lock it as someone ransacks your house. And if they come to your bedroom, you're supposed to crawl out the window and run away from your home. I mean, really, this is sort of the legal recommendation in many areas of the world, including this country.
In many states, Florida was until recently was just like that. You had to retreat to a room with no door in it, and then you could use your gun to protect yourself.
Yeah. So that's
your own home.
That needs to change. People need to have the ability to defend themselves with whatever weapon they happen to choose, from gun to crossbow to bayonet, whatever it is. If you have it at your availability and somebody is trying to harm you or your family members or your friends or whoever it is you're with, trying to steal your property, I say you should absolutely have the right to defend yourself with violence. Defensive violence is okay. It's the initiation of force that's the problem.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
March 12th through the 15th is the 56th annual running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. The world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring road course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th. Don't miss it. That's SebringRaceway.com.
Now, I've never been, Mark, and I know you have, to the 12 Hours of Sebring. Do the cars actually race for 12 hours straight?
Yes.
The same drivers, or do they change drivers out?
I believe it's the same drivers.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Everything about that, the whole thing is just crazy. And it's so weird because, you know, there's all these cars on the track, and many have lapped the other ones. So you really got to pay attention to know who's going where and all that other stuff. I can't say that it I was impressed by the cars. I was impressed by watching them, you know, drive. I didn't really know what was going on most of the time.
But it was fun.
I had a great time.
SebringRaceway.com, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we're going to try Kevin again in Minnesota. Everything should be functioning correctly. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Hey, we've got you this time. What's on your mind?
Well, I apologize in advance, but I have to talk about animal love.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Because I feel a little bad that this guy was a little sheepish about horsing around, because he obviously had the dough that dogs and pussy.
There you go.
But
wow.
I think he can say it.
That was cute, yeah.
You guys want to hear a really good joke?
No, I don't know. Jokes, really good jokes usually go over very poorly on the radio, but you can give it a try.
Okay. This doe comes walking out of the woods all beat up and bruised and hurting and can barely even walk, and she walked up to this other doe, and the doe looks at her and like, oh my gosh, what happened to you? And she said, that's the last time I do anything for $2.
There you go.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Please don't call in with your jokes tonight. It's just bad.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's continue the momentum here and talk to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Dave? Well, excuse me. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
On the news about a month ago, I heard an update on the woman that got tasered in Ohio.
Okay. Who was this?
Yeah. The lady that was taken to the jail selling strep shirts and tasered.
Oh, that was in Ohio. Okay, right, yeah. Right. Gotcha.
I guess when she called 911, the police got there and she had given her dad and cousin's ID to the police by mistake.
Right.
I guess that's where the mix-up happened.
Right. You know how the cops can be about their identification cards. They get very, very upset.
Your papers are not in order.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to give you an update.
Well, thank you. I think we actually put that out there the first night, but thank you for the call, dude. I always appreciate bringing an old case back, which is definitely an outrageous one.
Especially updates on them.
Yeah, I mean,
we have such a thing.
It certainly deserves another mention. In case you didn't see the video footage, it's certainly up on YouTube for you to find. I don't remember what to search for, but the woman was strip searched by the sheriff's office on videotape.
But it wasn't a strip search.
Right.
Because it was done by male officers.
It wasn't
a strip search.
Right. You saw the actual woman being stripped on video, but the sheriff claimed that it was not a strip search, even though she was being stripped. Because apparently the definition of a strip search is when...
It includes a same-sex officer,
right.
Doing the work.
And since the same-sex officer was only holding the video camera, therefore it was not a strip search or something.
This is simply not a strip search.
So it was just an outrageous case. Yet another example of the police just being out of control in general. In fact, we're going to come back to that theme here in a moment with an update on the police state or the militarization of the federal police. Possibly going to be leading toward martial law, detention camps being built right here in America. It's been a while since we've talked about those, but there is sort of an update on that story. First, we go to Hollis in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Hollis.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Well, the drug war has succeeded in creating a more harmful substance.
And what's that?
It's actually a variant of heroin. It's Tylenol PM crushed up, and it's mixed with a powdered type heroin.
Isn't there a name for that? It sounds familiar to me.
Cheese heroin or something.
Cheese, yeah. We were talking about it. I think it's popular down in Texas. Some of the younger kids, it's being, I guess, allegedly being marketed to them, or at least that's what the news stories are saying.
You know, the news stories would never claim that it's being marketed to old people.
Yeah, that's true.
Just never done.
So what are you hearing about this, Hollis?
Oh, that it's just being, like kids are folding it up in paper and trading it off at school, and some kids have taken it and they died, like, right after they took it.
Mm. Oh, dear. Well, when it comes to black market drugs, eventually that's what's going to happen because they just aren't manufactured under quality control situations like most drugs in the legal market are. So inevitably you're going to have impurities, you're going to have doses that are far more powerful than the purchaser actually believes that they are. But this cheese, as I understand it, is sort of a cheaper version of heroin. As you're saying, it's cut with this other stuff.
Kind of how crack was and when it started.
Yeah, it's just like the crack of heroin, basically. So it's bad news all the way around, and it's yet another one of those examples of a product that is available in the black market that never would have been created if we just left heroin legal. Hollis, any other thoughts?
Nope.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. In the same way that crack never would have been created had cocaine been left legal. In the same way that that meth never would have been created had speed been left legal.
Yeah. Likely these are all true. Now, you know, maybe they would have refined some of these drugs. I don't know, but it doesn't seem likely to me. If people could get consistent dosages, of what they wanted, it doesn't seem like they would, have made these high octane, high impurity sort of derivatives.
The reasons these drugs were made was to because, as I understand it, they're cheaper to manufacture and probably quicker as well. And so cheaper and quicker means that the dealers can get them out on the street faster and turn them over and make a buck quicker. So they just take out all of the quality, any whatever quality control there might have been in the black market, it's removed even more with these other drugs, and it makes them that much more dangerous. So we wouldn't be seeing any of this if we actually had legal drugs in this country, and somebody could go down to the store and buy as much heroin as they wanted to buy for a very reasonable price. You go down to
You know, it sounds outrageous, but let's recall that there was a time when they sold heroin in drugstores, and a 7-year-old
bottles
could go and buy it. Yeah. Now, of course, likely that 7-year-old was going to buy it for their parent.
For mom, sure.
I mean, how does a 7-year-old make money? How are they going to come up with a drug habit unless their parent decides, well, it's a really good idea if I get my kid hooked on heroin? But, you know, it seems to me that these issues can be handled far better with education than it can by incarcerating people.
Right, and real honest education as well, because we've also found that the government's DARE program does probably the opposite of what it was intended to do. It's supposed to teach kids about drugs and keep them away from drugs, but what it really does is it lies to kids about drugs. It
uses scare tactics, and some of those scare tactics have a tendency to be lies.
Well,
you know?
And the fallout there, Mark, the unintended consequence is that they tell kids that, well, all drugs are bad. All drugs are as bad as other drugs. So marijuana is to heroin as heroin is to cocaine. And,
yep,
and
it's
so
all
on.
The same.
And so when they find out that marijuana is not so bad, when they first try it, when they're 16 or 15 or whatever, they get a hit from their brother, for instance, or they smoke a joint with some friends, and they find out, guess I was lied to about this marijuana. Maybe I should try some of those other drugs and see what they're all about, too. When, in fact, it is definitely the case that heroin is far, far more dangerous than marijuana could ever be. But they don't tell you the truth about drugs in DARE class. And so kids, they get fooled, and they end up getting kind of caught.
Nobody likes to be fooled.
Yeah, they end up getting caught in this world of illicit hard drugs that they probably never would have gotten caught up in if they hadn't been told some lies in their government DARE class. 800-259-9231. There have been failures all around. In fact, many schools have dropped DARE class as a result of that, as I understand it. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the foods we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh! Did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks digestive overload out.
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse.
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. Try Dr. Ritter's Owl Cleanse risk-free and get a free gift with every order. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. You'll look trimmer, feel better, and have more energy. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features there, totally free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. It's that simple. You've got stuff you need to buy for life, and Amazon's got the products you need. So you might as well go shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. Avoid the parking lot hassles at your local big box store. Avoid the just all the pitfalls of shopping. The angry customers, the surly customer service people, and certainly not all places are like that, but you get to avoid it all by going to amazon.freetalklive.com, and you'll probably get a great deal while you're at it.
Plus, we'll stick with the surly talk show host instead.
You'll get we will get a cut. So, amazon.freetalklive.com. Here is a bit of an update, and then next hour, I promise, we will talk about the status of things in Washington when it comes to military police state coming upon us. But first, part of that story is the real ID. Part of this all-encompassing tyrannical state that we've got that is being built around us has to do with real ID. Has to do with the federal government convincing the state government people to play along with this new little program. Well, I guess a pretty big program.
I don't know that. I mean, obviously, the government's collection of data is part of the whole the process of tyranny. They can't be as tyrannical if they don't have the information. But it just seems to be bureaucrats like to collect information on people. These are our citizens. We need to collect information on them. And I don't really know that they need it.
No, they certainly don't. But we've seen in the past what bureaucrats collecting information leads to. It leads to things like gun confiscations. It leads to things like holocausts. Genocide. So it's scary. It's a very scary idea what we're talking about here, and that is the federal government has created this program called Real ID. It started a few years back, and the basic concept is that they're going to nationalize driver's licenses. That the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, will be the one agency to set all the standards across all 50 states as far as what needs to be on each state driver's licenses. And it could include anything. There's no limit to what they can add to the list of requirements. So it could include biometric information, which is probably going to be right out of the gate, going to include things like a thumbprint, for instance. And then they can move forward with that. They can put more biometric information on there. They could put your health records on there. They could put all kinds of things on there.
And, you know, they've shown how they lose information on a regular basis. The government loses your information. And, you know, it's just more data that they don't need to have, more bureaucrats that they need to, that they would have to hire to do this. It's going to be largely inefficient. And we've seen over and over and over again how when the federal government gets involved, things get less efficient. The larger the bureaucracy, the more centralized the control is, the less efficient things are. But I know it seems counterintuitive. Like if you have one centralized body knowing, you know, dealing with one issue that it's going to be easier, it's not. Look at passports. Is it easy to get a passport? No.
Certainly not since they've increased the requirements on people trying to leave and come to this country from land. I mean, from going to Mexico and Canada, it's now going to require a passport in order to do that. So, the levels of security continue to crack down on our freedoms from this federal government. And when it comes to real ID, most of the news is bad. There's a little bit of good news. There's a glimmer of hope out there, but it seems to be getting worse. USA Today reports that now 44 states are moving ahead to comply with a law requiring more secure driver's licenses, according to the Department of Homeland Security, despite privacy concerns and worry that the new documents will be too expensive. Now, in case you don't recall, the latest on this story was that there were a handful of states that were just saying no to Real ID. They were saying, no, that's okay, we don't want to participate, you guys aren't funding this.
New Hampshire made it a law that we're not participating.
Well, now it looks like New Hampshire might be backing out of that, according to what I'm hearing about the
governor's office.
They're
not backing out, but there's some politicians doing backdoor stuff. They can't back out, it's a law.
Okay, well, the department's evidence here is that those states have applied for and received extensions to a May 11th deadline for issuing new tamper-resistant licenses that require proof of citizenship and address. Residents will have to show the new identification card before boarding a commercial flight or before entering a federal courthouse, among other things. Now, remember, the feds are threatening the states that don't participate. They're threatening them and they're saying, look, if you don't participate in this Real ID scheme, then every one of your state citizens is going to have to get secondary screening whenever they travel on an airline.
Yes.
And so they're trying to scare the state bureaucrats and the people in each of these six states that has yet to comply with the Real ID regulations. They're trying to scare them into basically telling them you're going to be second-class citizens if you don't get on board with this.
And I don't know why the bureaucrats really care about that as much as they do. They seem to, but I think that there's some funding involved, too, that they're going to lose out on, and they really hate that idea.
That's one of the main motivators here for these bureaucrats to get in line is the federal funding. The Real ID Act requires states to issue the more secure version of the driver's license in an effort to make it difficult for criminals and would-be terrorists to get fake licenses. But you and I both know, Mark, that the black market...
It's probably going to be it'll probably be easier for criminals now because their license will be good everywhere.
Right. All the requirements will be the same from state to state. So it'll be, once you crack it, it's done. It's over. And you give those black marketeers probably a few weeks before their crackers will have it nailed.
They'll have it cracked before it comes out. Look what they do.
It's probably true.
When you look at Microsoft, they crack Microsoft's products before they even put them out. And this is an efficient company. This is a company that benefits from they are harmed by losing information. They benefit by securing the information. The government, what do they benefit by securing your information? They don't at all.
So what
bureaucrat's going to lose their job if somebody manages to crack the ID system rather quickly?
None of them.
Nobody.
The six states that have not yet applied for the extension are Delaware, Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. So those are the only holdouts. Those are the only ones that, if they hold out, if they don't apply for that extension, then come May 11th, which is the deadline, says the federal government, come May 11th, we're going to find out whether or not this federal government is bluffing. And I believe that they are.
Oh, they have to be bluffing.
Because they, again, are claiming...
It's the only thing that makes any sense.
They're claiming that not only will you have to get a secondary screening if you're trying to go fly on an airline, but they're also claiming you won't be able to get into federal buildings.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it just seems absurd that that's that they're going to actually follow through with their threats. And the only way we're going to find out for sure is if one of those six states decides to be a holdout and not participate. Now, I don't know what exactly is going on behind the scenes here in New Hampshire, but I heard something last week that the governor was planning on writing a letter to the Department of Homeland Security.
The Senate has asked him to or something like that. And
asking for an extension.
Yeah. The Senate didn't like, quite a few people in the Senate didn't like the whole Real ID thing. And I can see why they might be asking for an extension if they think that there's going to be problems. You know, what's the harm in asking for an extension is what they say. So...
1-800-259-9231. Just wanted to give you an update on that. Let's go to the phone calls and talk to John in Iowa. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
I'd like to throw a little scenario since you're talking about ID chips and stuff.
Sure.
You know, I'm not really too worried about the cards, but you can do the same thing with the cards, because they used to do that with credit cards. You know, the guy behind the counter dropped a card, and he'd run it to another scanner there and get your information. Well, say, you know, you got these ID chips, and they're programmable, and some guy figured out how to program those, so he walks by you in a crowd. He changes the identification on your chip and makes you a criminal, changes it with him, let's say. He takes your ID, and the next time you walk into 7-Eleven, all of a sudden these bells and whistles go flying off saying that you are a shoplifter.
It's an interesting vision, and who knows how dangerous this high-tech world of identification could become if someone has the ability to do that.
I'm an electronic engineer / robotics programmer, and I know how these things
work. Scares you, huh?
I do. I know exactly how they work.
You know, what needs to happen, even if those six states do finally bend over for the federal government and say, yes, we will implement the Real ID Master, then the individuals in those states need to start refusing. They need to just refuse to get...
You guys got me talked into moving out to New Hampshire. I'm serious.
Are you a member of the Free State Project, John? Have you signed up for the Free State Project?
Can I bring something else up?
You can.
Yeah, you know, you guys earlier were talking about marijuana and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how old you are, but back in the 60s early 70s stuff, you know, there were militant groups around.
Mm-hmm.
And if you smoked pot, they wouldn't let you in because you were too passive. And, you know, you hear these guys talking about how they're putting fluoride in the water and the SSRIs that they use, and they're trying to dumb us down and stuff. Why don't you just legalize marijuana?
Yeah, why not?
You know, it's like a bunch of guys sitting around, let's go blow up a building. Well, yeah, let's smoke a doobie first. And you smoke a doobie, and then you forget why you even wanted to go do.
There you go. Thank you for the call, dude. We appreciate it, John.
You really don't want to hurt.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. How many other people have blown up buildings after smoking weed? More on the way. This is Free Talk.
You don't see a lot of violent action.
Hour 2 coming up.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a